ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club. Well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my weekly catch up with you legends, to read out some of the gratitudes from the incredible humans in the 1% Good Club over on Instagram, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. Every day there's 1440 minutes, and 1% of that day is 14 minutes. So every day we do 10 minutes of meditation in the morning, 4 minutes of gratitude at night, and yeah, start a really positive conversation in this accountability group chat. If you want to join the Instagram group chats, just send at the Good Human Factory a DM on Instagram saying, I want to join the club. You'll get added in. It's completely free. There's over 1,500 members, and it is the most positive, beautiful community ever. So do something for your mental health today. Head over to the Good Human Factory on Instagram. Send us a DM. I want to join the club, and you'll be added in. As I said, it's completely free. It always will be. And it's a beautiful way to just start doing that 1% of your day for your mental health. A big thank you to our sponsors, Drink a Rapper. If you're somebody who wants to take care of your brain this year and taking better care of your overall health is a high priority, then I encourage you, go check out drinkarapper.com. Have a look at their science. Learn all about the neuroscience that's gone into these specially designed product. It's a New Zealand black currant with L-theanine and also a pine bark extract. Absolutely delicious. It's a drink. You can also get capsule form or powder form. I use this stuff every single day. All of my guests on the podcast love it. I give everyone some and we try it, and then a rep send them all some too. So everybody loves it. Who tries it? And I'm sure you will too. If you use the code GOODHUMAN over on their website, drinkarepa.com, get a big 25% off everything. So let today be the day. If you listen to this podcast a lot and you've never gone and clicked on that link in the show notes, go click on it, read the science, check it out for yourself, and yeah, go grab some and tag us on your social media if you enjoy it. Also, this year is stacking up to be a pretty good one. With the Good Human Factory, my workshops for corporates are really starting to get booked in, getting really busy as February, March come along. So if you're a business or you work in a business and you're like, you know what, we should get Cooper in to come and inspire our staff to take a bit better care of their mental health. My message is quite simple. Mental health is not mental illness. Mental health is something we all have. So we should all be doing some stuff to take care of it. My workshops go for 60 minutes and have some really powerful messaging. I've worked with companies like Apple, Amazon, Telstra, McDonald's, Red Bull, and a whole bunch of others, including construction industry and pretty much everything else in between. So if you're a business or you're high school, please reach out on the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, and you can fill in one of our application forms and we'll get over to you some more information and hopefully get me out there speaking to your staff. Also, over on the website, use the code podcast for a big 25% off all of the merch. Some really positive messages on that stuff, with so many messages being sent into our social media of the impact that they're having in your community. So I'd love to hear about it and love to see it. Thank you all. Okay, as I do each week, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes in the 1% Good Club. I'm also going to read out some of their answers to the special question I asked this week. And the special question I asked was, what is a healthy habit or healthy habits that you've added to your week this week that are having a positive effect on your mental health? I'm very excited to answer this one for myself. Habits are a really big, important part of my day. And yeah, hopefully you guys are going to enjoy mine. But first, I'm going to read out a few of the gratitudes from the legends in the 1% Good Club. First, we have from group number 7, Nikki Higgins. Today, I'm grateful for, I finished my 12-day personal development course. Number 2, amazing breakfast with an old friend. And number 3, setting up for the week ahead. And because I've been doing a 12-day course about habits, I set up so many this week. Starting the day with yoga every day for 14 days has been a game changer for me. Oh, Nikki, you're a legend. I want to reach out to you and ask you what course you did, because doing those self-development courses are something that are really high on the list for me this year. I've been doing a course with this guy called Sadhguru at the moment, who's this guru from over in India. Me and my partner have been doing this course, which I love. It's called Inner Engineering, just learning about yourself a bit more, which is so good. And yoga every morning. It's actually part of my course as well, which I'm doing. But Nikki, I love it. Doing yoga and getting the body moving is such a game changer. So thanks for sending that one through. I'm sure everyone can learn from that habit of yoga in the morning. Thanks, Nikki. Next, we also have from group number 7, Claude. Happy Sunday, good humans. My gratitudes. Taking my little sister to get our nails done before they leave tomorrow. Number 2, having to run through the rain with my sister back to the car laughing so hard. And number 3, the best weekend of my family visiting. They all leave tomorrow morning. We said our goodbyes tonight, but I love having them here so much, especially now that my older brother and sister are getting a bit older and our bond is way stronger. And I've also grown to understand my mum better and why she's the way she is. And the extra question this week for Claude, she said, this week I trained each morning before work and also created a strong morning routine. I loved it. I got more time to relax and socialize after work and I began the day feeling accomplished and energized instead of rolling out of bed and dragging myself to work. Oh, Claude, good on you. What a beautiful reflection. Family there for the weekend, understanding your mum better, spending time with your siblings. I love all of that. I've been lucky enough to spend a lot of time with my family the last few weeks and it's been amazing. And morning routine, what a beautiful one. Getting a bit of exercise done in the morning. And that way, when you get home in the afternoon, you can just chill out and you can relax and switch off knowing that you've done something in the morning. It's so important, I believe, to get up a little bit earlier than we think, to get the body moving with a bit of exercise, breath work, meditation, whatever works for you, but getting something done rather than straight out of bed, going to work. I remember a few years ago, I used to be a tradie while I was doing my professional surfing for a couple of years. And I remember just waking up right before work, racing to the car, grabbing a coffee. And I just felt like I never got anything done. By the time I finished work, I didn't want to go and train or do anything. And I'd just go home and drink a beer. So getting up in the morning, utilizing the morning is so important. So good on you, Claude. I love that one. Next we have from group number 7 as well, Megan. Today I'm grateful for takeaway pizza after a long day at work. Number 2, walking the dog with my partner after dinner. And number 3, my brothers for so many reasons. Proud of him today for taking a leap. And I've started listening to Headspace sleepcasts before I go to bed instead of scrolling on my phone. I've fallen asleep each night before they've finished without a sleeping tablet. What a tiny win and a new habit. Good on you, Megan. I love that. Headspace to try and fall asleep a bit more relaxed rather than going on our phone. It's such a detriment to our sleep if we're looking at our phone right before sleep. I try and switch off about an hour or 2 hours actually before I go to bed from my phone, and I've been seeing so many improvements in my sleep. So good on you, Megan. I love that one. Next we have from group number 9, Ashley. Number 1, a nice cool breeze after some really hot days. Number 2, a date to the movies with my partner. And number 3, chats on the phone with my granddad. And my new habit is switching my phone for a book before bed. I used to always scroll before I sleep, but now I pick up a book and read for 20 to 30 minutes before I sleep. It makes me have such a better sleep and I wake up feeling good. Oh, Ashley, good on you. My few habits that I'm going to talk about later all involve things exactly like that before bed to try and wind down. So good on you. Great awareness and great new habit. Hopefully everyone listening can maybe switch their phone for a book as well. And lastly, we have from group number 3, Nikki Quinn. Grateful for a slow morning with my favorites. Number 2, taking the dogs to the doggy park. And number 3, meal prep and me time. And the bonus question, my new habit is committing to meal planning and prepping on a Sunday. It makes a huge positive impact on my week. I eat a lot better and I set aside 2 to 3 hours for cooking, which provides me some me time and time to listen to podcasts or audiobooks. It's a win-win. Oh, win-win for Nikki Quinn. How good. Good on you. I love that. I'm not a big meal prep person, but I love just when I cook something and I can have it as leftovers for 1 or 2 days. But it just sounds like such a good strategy if you do work somewhere where you're not at home. Like I work from home, so I kind of just get to cook while I'm at home. But yeah, meal prepping is such a positive way to eat healthier first and foremost, but then also not be spending money when you're out and about. So good on you, Nikki. Love that. Big thanks to everyone who sends those in. As I said before, go hit up the Good Human Factor on Instagram. Join the club. It's completely free and always will be. But today, what are my habits? I'm going to share with you something that I've been doing recently, which I'm really excited to bring out hopefully a little bit later this year once I perfect it. But I've got a thing now where I have a whiteboard. If you follow me on Instagram at Cooper Chapman, you'd see this. I've been posting a little lately. but I've got this habit tracker board that says full potential because I decided there's so many positive things that I've learned along my journey that I know are really good for my health, really positive, healthy habits. But I also knew that I wasn't doing them every day. So I love this quote, knowledge is knowing and wisdom is doing. And it's so important that we do the things that we know are good for us. So I was like, okay, I need it in front of my face every day. How can I do this? So I put out a board and I wrote Monday to Sunday. And then I wrote 14 little squares to put habits in because 7 times by 14 is 101. And my logical head just likes to look at that and go, okay, how can I do out of 100% of the week, how can I tick off all my goals and see how close I can get to 100? So the 14 habits that I have on mine are breath work in the morning, meditation in the morning. So that's 10 minutes of each of those, taking my supplements every day, exercising for 30 minutes, getting in nature at some stage, reading a bunch of my book, a chapter, stretching before bed, doing some work, whether it be on my business or, doing work on my business, sorry. Communication with my partner, that's been a really big one, making sure we have a dedicated eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart conversation each day and actually connect and not just sort of drift by. Cooking at home, doing nutritious food and cooking at home is another big one every day we try and do. Self-care, which in my mind is brushing my teeth morning and night and also putting on moisturizer and the different creams that I have for my face. Drinking 3 liters of water each day, getting offline on my phone before 6 a.m. in the morning, not going on my phone. And then after 7 p.m., I switch off my phone, which I know will be hard for some people, but fire it, I love it. My phone goes on sleep mode at 6:30 at night after I do my gratitudes and then I'm done. And the 14th habit that I try and do every day is gratitude. But I tell you right now, I'm far from perfect. This is my second week of doing it. Week one, I got 88 out of 101, which I think was pretty good. Week two, I got 80 out of 101. So far from perfect, but I think it's a really good way to start to keep in front of my eyes what I'm actually getting up to each day, and it keeps me accountable. But I'm going to talk real quickly just about two habits that I really encourage everyone to maybe try and pick up. And the first one's stretching. Most of us probably know about stretching, I'm hoping, but for me, there's two things that I've been doing every night that I just love. So I have this thing called a Shakti mat. If you haven't heard of them before, they're kind of like an acupuncture mat. They have all these little spikes. It's almost like laying on a bed of nails, but it's really good for blood flow on your back. Those little spikes go all over your back, and then because of the little pain that it creates, it sends more blood to that part of your body and where all your major organs are on your back and your chest and your body, throughout your body and your torso. I just find it feels like it puts so much blood flow and energy through my body. I then get over on a little massage ball that I kind of run up and down my spine, and it just makes such a difference along my neck, my back, and then just doing a couple stretches in parts of my body that are a bit sore has been a huge game changer. And whether or not you have the different little things that I have, like the Shakti mat and stretching ball, the beautiful thing about stretching is you don't actually need anything. You can go online, you can look up different stretches, and it's just a good way to get the body moving and feeling nice and comfortable before bed. So I encourage you, try and get a little stretching routine going before bed. And then the other one is reading. Reading is something that is so important in my life, and I'm far from perfect once again. I have weeks where I don't pick up a book, but by having this habit tracker now, it's really keeping me accountable to make sure I try and just get a few pages in every day, get my brain ticking over. I read a lot of self-development books to try and continue to immerse myself in education around things that are really positive for our health. And then I get to pass it on with you legends on the podcast, but I also read different people's stories. I love learning about autobiographies and biographies and picking up on the challenges that other people go through. And yeah, learning from it, it's such a beautiful thing. The last this week, actually, I just finished my first book for the year called The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Fascinating book. It's all about these nine different insights, which go on to talk about that there's no such thing as coincidences. There's about how there's energy fields in everything that we look at, that if we can attach to them. And it's just this beautiful story about this guy that goes to Peru and learns about this manuscript that has these 9 insights to make humans perform better. And yeah, I loved all of them and I really got a lot out of it. It was a really spiritual book and kind of opened my mind to a whole new bunch of concepts. So check that one out, The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. And then I also just started reading The Iron Cowboy Redefine Impossible by James Lawrence, who's this guy from America who is just an animal. He did 50 Ironman triathletes, which is, I think it's like a 5 kilometer swim followed by a 180 kilometer bike ride followed by a marathon. It takes about 13 hours. And he did 50 of them, 50 days in a row in 50 states in America, which is just crazy. So I'm reading that book. But since that was a few years ago, he's now done 100 in 100 consecutive days as well. So I'm actually trying to get him on the podcast. So it'd be really cool if I can learn all about that story. But yeah, reading his book and loving it at the moment. Okay, this Friday, we have an extremely awesome episode coming into your ears with this guy by the name of Ryan Hubbard. He started the Cool to Be Conscious breathwork movement. This last week, when after we recorded, I went down to the beach with him at Burleigh Heads, and they had 2,000 people down there practicing breathwork. The following week, he was down in Bondi. They had 3,000 people on the beach doing breathwork. And it was just really interesting to get to know his story and understand what his upbringing was like over in New Zealand, the challenges that he faced, and kind of the dark path that he was going on for a while before he found breathwork, before he completely transformed his life, and now he's helping so many transform their lives as well. So listen to this excerpt, and I'll be back in a second.
Thanks for those that are listening that can recognize and understand what anxiety is. I was someone who could not sit still for freaking 2 minutes. I could not be on my own for more than 5 minutes. I had to constantly be with other people, be distracting and talk, and like I couldn't shut up, and I was just like the loudest person in the room.
Anything to block out.
And then when I was drunk, I was even the loudest person in the room. That's like when my expression was really trying to come forward. But around friends, I would just be non-stop yapping. I'd yap their ear off because of my discomfort in myself and my body. So when I started to find breath and meditation, I started to really recognize that, oh man, this place can be actually really enjoyable to be in, being my body, being myself. And I started to become friends with that feeling and recognize that, man, it doesn't need to be the way that it was, and I can change the way that it feels with these modalities. And breath was the first, I think, tool that really gave me that feeling of peace and calm and faith in my life. And the first exposure was Wim Hof. Gave Wim Hof a go, sat in my room in my flat, and I gave the Wim Hof method a go, and it blew my freaking rocks off. I felt calm. I felt electric. I felt not like, I didn't feel like I was my body. I felt like something else. I felt something else. I can't really put it into words. I felt something else. And it felt so peaceful, so calming, and so energizing at the same time. In that stillness, in those holds, was just pure space. And that was the catalyst.
Okay, that was Ryan Hubbard. He's going to be in your ears very soon, so make sure you keep an ear out for that episode on Friday. Also, if you haven't checked out, last week we did drop 2 episodes. We had the Friday episode with Rory Warnock, breathwork coach, endurance athlete, where I announced that I'm going to be doing a 100-kilometer run in May. I will be sharing a bit more about that as the next couple of weeks come along. I'm going to be adding an extra podcast episode a week talking about my training and what it's going to take for me to complete that 100. I also had another bonus episode on Monday that has just passed with India Robinson. India won the World Challenger Series WSL Surfing Series last year, which qualified her for the world tour. She's been a previous guest on this podcast where she explained all of her story, but then she came back on to explain her year last year, which just blew me away. She won a huge event at Snapper Rocks, beating Steph Gilmore on her way to taking that one out. She ended up doing it with actually a crazy concussion. She actually couldn't practice for the whole of the tour, but then she ended up taking it out because she was just so riddled with her injury and the post-concussion syndrome. So go listen to Friday's episode. Go listen to Monday's episode. You're going to love both of them. And if you enjoy any of these Good Human Factory episodes, the Good Humans podcast, please do me a big favor. Go and hit that like or subscribe button. It takes you like 1 second and it really does help me. Go hit that 5-star rating. We've been sitting at about 700 on Spotify for ages. So if you're someone who listens quite regularly, or even if it's your first time today, go and hit that 5-star rating. It really helps us out. And most importantly, just tell a friend about it. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you on Friday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.